Karbala Stories, Season 2, Episode 4.
Yazid had come to power and had assumed the throne of his father, Muawiyah. Yazid was a tyrannical and evil person who didn't follow the laws of Islam. He was known to drink alcohol and have singers and dancers in his gatherings. The people knew of Yazid's evil ways, and so they wrote letters to Imam Hussein alayhi salam to save them from Yazid. Thousands of people from the area of Greater Kufa wrote letters to Imam Hussein alayhi salam, asking and begging Imam Hussein alayhi salam to come to their rescue. In turn, Imam Hussein alayhi salam would find in them a helper and aid to bring back truth and justice to the land. In order to assess the truthfulness of the words of the people of Greater Kufa, Imam Hussein alayhi salam sent his faithful and devout follower and cousin Muslim ibn Aqil to the city of Kufa. Muslim ibn Aqil was well received in the city of Kufa. Muslim ibn Aqil stayed in the home of Hani ibn Urwa, who was a follower of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. The bloodthirsty governor of Kufa, Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad, requested that Hani ibn Urwa go to the governor's palace. Hani declined, saying he was feeling sick. Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad came to visit Hani ibn Urwa at his home. It is here that Hani ibn Urwa and Muslim ibn Aqil could ambush and assassinate Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad. But in the nick of time, Muslim ibn Aqil didn't do so, for the Bani Hashim were honorable people and didn't kill their enemies out of trickery. Muslim ibn Aqil prayed the Maghrib prayers in the masjid, but slowly, due to the threats of Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad, the people of Kufa began to leave the side of Muslim ibn Aqil. Eventually, only a handful of people remained with Muslim ibn Aqil. And then, Muslim ibn Aqil was left alone, wandering the streets of Kufa. No one would give him refuge. An old lady saw him and asked him who he was. He said,
I am Muslim ibn Aqil ibn Abi Talib.
The old lady said, all of the soldiers of Ibn Ziyad are looking for you. O Muslim, times are bad. Come, hide in my house for the night. That night, the son of the old lady came home and realized Muslim was hiding there and went and told Ibn Ziyad. Soldiers now came in hundreds. Muslim ibn Aqil fought hard, but the soldiers surrounded Muslim. Some attacked with swords from up close. Others attacked with arrows and spears from afar. Muslim ibn Aqil was greatly outnumbered. They took Muslim ibn Aqil to the governor's palace. Muslim was severely wounded. Blood was flowing from his wounded mouth and lips. The bowl of water that they gave him filled up with his blood. It seems that the thirst and the blood of Muslim ibn Aqil was foretelling of a greater thirst and the shedding of pure blood that was to occur.